Welcome to the Asia Business Investor Podcast. In this episode, we are going to look at franchising in Asia in particular, as it's a rapidly growing sector and provides many opportunities for entrepreneurs throughout the region. Douglas Foo is currently the chairman of the Franchising and Licensing Association of Singapore. He is also the founder and CEO of Apex PAL International, one of Singapore's fastest growing groups in the F&B industry. The brands under the group include Sake Sushi, Sake Teppanyaki, Hei Sushi, Hibiki, Ko Ten, The Pasta Shop, Crepes and Cream, and Novel Events. Hello, Douglas. Thanks for joining us on the Asia Business Investor Podcast.
Yeah, most welcome, Nick. Thank you for having us on this as well.
You've been involved in franchising very successfully for a number of years. Could you tell us what attracted you to franchising in the very start?
Well, thank you for using the word successfully. I think franchising is a journey, and we are still embarking on that journey. When we started, I think I'll be talking on behalf of Apex PAL International, which is really the parent company of Sakai Sushi. When we started building Sakai Sushi since day one, we've always wanted to build a global brand, meaning that think sushi, think Sakai. And because of that, we started in Singapore, but we needed to go into the regional market as well as the rest of the world pretty quickly. And one of the ways to actually do expansion quickly from the onset is via the route of franchising. Though it is a faster route, there are areas to be cautious of as well. I think the potential franchisee or the partner is extremely important, because choosing a wrong franchisee will end up with a lot of difficulties to unwind it. And so we started with knowing that very carefully, and we've been choosing our partners and our franchisees quite carefully as well.
So how have you seen the Asian franchising industry grown since you first became involved in it?
I think when we started doing franchising in the year 2000-2001, the franchise industry was still at its pretty infancy stage. I think today, the baby has become a little boy in the Asian context, and it is set for a much faster growth going forward.
Right. Could you tell us a bit more about the Franchise and License Association of Singapore?
Well, the Franchise Licensing Association started out as the Singapore International Franchise Association in 1993. In the 2000, we actually rename it as Franchise Licensing Association, when we started noticing a more emphasis on the licensing component in the various industry. And what we're trying to be to do is to become a franchise hub of Asia, to be a think tank in this region, to be able to help entrepreneurs. It's a grouping of businesses that intends to expand via the route of franchising. So they are sharing our best practices on a yearly basis. Every year, which is around October, in fact, this week we are launching the Franchise Licensing Asia Show. At the same time, a conference next to it to share best practices. And we actually set up programs to improve the capabilities of the franchise practitioners, starting with Certificate of Franchising. We did a tie-up with Polytechnic in Singapore for certificate program for specialist diploma in franchise management. And this year, we are actually tying up with International Franchise Association in U.S. to launch a program called the Certified Franchise Executive Program. Right. So it's multi-front to actually bring up get both the capabilities and also the sharing of best practices within the franchise fraternity.
So for the FLA, How do you think it can play a role in development of franchising, both in Singapore and in the Asian region, sort of as an extension?
I think to start off with, in the local Singapore marketplace, we actually group potential businesses with trying to expand via franchising, or even franchisors or master franchisees who intend to expand in the Asian market. So we actually group together to share market intelligence information. For example, if you intend to franchise to a certain marketplace, instead of each individual company having to do their own individual market research on the demographics and the potential of the marketplace, we actually have a common data that is shared with our members to enable them to actually tap on those data quite effectively to enter the marketplace. At the same time, we actually organize mission trips to the various markets for these companies to enter the new marketplace as well. And that actually ties in with how we relate to our sisters association or sisters franchise association in the regional markets. So likewise, over there, they will have businesses who intend to franchise their businesses or expand their businesses into Singapore or the rest of the region. And we actually help to matchmake those companies with local companies and vice versa.
Great. Now, Singapore hosts an annual franchising exhibition called Franchising and Licensing Asia. Could you tell us a bit more about the exhibition?
Well, the exhibition acts as a showcase on an annual basis for companies from all over the world that wants to franchise into Asia. It's one of the largest shows in this region. So people from the various regions will come in to exhibit the show. But on top of that, we actually have in tandem runs a conference where people from all over the world comes in to share best practices, think tank on certain laws and regulations that have been set up in their countries, experiences that they have in running franchisees or franchisors operations, and that actually helps to upgrade the standards for the region. And we also have a gala dinner that has got the highlight for franchise awards, which is really a platform for would-be franchisees, because we've got promising franchisees of the year award, where they could actually put their system upon a panel of distinguished judges. And thereafter, we actually send them a report on which are the areas that they've done very well, that they should continue doing that, and certain gaps that the judges felt they could improve upon. So it's not an award for the award itself, but more of a platform for people to actually put their franchise systems to go through a rigorous exercise to learn from the distinguished panel of expertise on where are the areas that they can improve going further.
Now, for those looking at taking a franchise in Asia today, how would you describe the current business environment at the moment?
Well, ever since the last year global financial crisis, I think businesses have slowed down a little bit. But the franchise business is a very unique business because during this kind of downturn, there are people who are who have been working for a while might have to make a career switch because the jobs that they're doing do not have the same kind of opportunities that they used to have previously. And in seeking new opportunities, some of them will decide to embark on setting up a business. And franchising is really a safer bet, as the systems and concepts has been tested by other people. So the learning curve is a lot shorter, and they can actually jumpstart a business in the various industries. So in terms of the franchise business, we did not see that much of a huge impact. In fact, there are some businesses that are taking advantage of the opportunities within the downturn in terms of the cost of setting up business and also the cost of expanding the business to actually continue growing.
Great. What are some of the key growth sectors, growth areas at the moment for franchising?
Well, the traditional franchise industry would always be the food and beverage hospitality industry, mm-hmm. And also the retail industry. But we are starting to see quite a bit of growth in the education industry as well as the spa and wellness industry.
What about growth markets such as China?
Well, China, with its growing and getting higher in terms of purchasing power, definitely is an area for the F&B, retail, education, and even the spa and wellness industry. And so there has been a lot of interest in that market. And the Franchise Licensing Association have done quite a number of trips, and we have done quite a bit of data gathering of that market as well.
Mm. So what do you think are some of the best markets in Asia at the moment for franchising?
Like you rightfully have mentioned, China, as well as up-and-coming markets like Vietnam. The traditional markets, whether it's Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, Philippines, still continue to offer opportunities for the franchise business as well.
Right. What do you think of the economic prospects of franchising in Asia for the next 5 to 10 years?
I think with the globalization efforts that's ongoing and the increase in purchasing power in most of the regional countries, businesses is going to grow and opportunities will be much more readily available. And definitely with that, it in turn will lead to much more franchise business opportunities.
Right. So what do you think are the biggest attractions to having a franchise for a person who wants to, say, get into the franchise business for the first time?
I think for somebody who has not actually set up a business before, getting into a franchise business gives them a kind of safety zone to actually work on a system and concept that has been tested and proven. So the learning curve or the upstart is a lot shorter. And so with that, the hope is they will be able to get much more faster return on their investment, which is really what the business franchise model offers. For would-be franchisees.
So what's probably the best piece of advice you could provide to someone looking to become a franchisee?
I think from the various learning lessons that we have from all the various successful franchise businesses, one of the key areas that you always see will be to find the right partner, whether it be franchisor or franchisees. I think the franchisor and franchisees is like a marriage. They have to come in with alignment, with a common vision, common value system. So when they start having that relationship, since day one, they will have all these foundations laid, and it is a much easier path going forward to actually concentrate on the business. I think the franchisor and franchisee relationship should be an area that is spoke about before the business starts. Once the business starts, it should be a lot of more focus on both parties on building up the business itself.
Great. Do you think that Singapore is a good entry point for those franchisors looking to develop their franchise in Asia?
Well, Singapore is a very open economy, so any business can set up in Singapore. Singapore offers a well-heeled infrastructure with IT, transportation, logistics. So companies want to set up wants to use Singapore as a base to springboard to the rest of the world. Has a lot of advantages in choosing this particular place, because Singapore has got a very good legal system. The intellectual property is an area that is widely spoke about and widely respected. So they know that the systems will be protected. They can have good lawyers who will be able to set up and who understands the regional market as well to help to conceive a very well structured legal document. On top of that, Singapore offers trained human capital, the ease of the English spoken language, to be able to assist in developing the franchise business. And that is one of the reasons why this year we have actually launched the Certified Franchise Executive Program. Mm-hmm. In line to build Singapore into a franchise hub, we need people to actually run these businesses. Right. And that's exactly why we are upgrading the capability standards within the franchise fraternity.
So how do you think that foreign franchises need to adapt to Singapore?
Well, Singapore is a cosmopolitan country. We've got people from all over the world that are living, working, and playing here. So we are quite adaptable to most new concepts. We're receptive to new ideas as well. So for new ideas or new concepts that wants to set up in Singapore itself, there is not too much of a change in terms of fine-tuning their concepts to be adaptable to the local market. It is a very good test bed on how well it's going to be received, and it acts as a yardstick to how they're going to expand in the rest of the region as well.
That's great. What about Singapore franchises that wish to expand overseas to China or to Vietnam, for example? How do they need to adapt?
I think when we move out from the Singapore context, especially for Singapore companies, Singapore being having the laws and legal regulations, which is protecting the companies very well, you may not see such regulations in other countries, especially the newly developed countries, because they're still going through that stage of developing more sophisticated rules and regulations in their various economies. So there are certain caution that companies have to look upon when they expand out these places.
Right. Finally, so our listeners can learn more about franchising, can you provide some links to the FLA Singapore website?
You mean the Singapore, our franchise website?
That's right.
Yeah, it's Franchising Licensing Asia. That's the exhibition, FLA.org.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, Douglas.
You're most welcome, Nick.
I hope you found that quite a useful overview about franchising opportunities in Asia. We will actually be launching a secondary podcast very shortly just to deal specifically on franchising in Asia as a sort of stream by itself, and that will be called Asia Franchise. So do check back in the next few days and the next few weeks to have a listen to some other news stories and interviews. In the meantime, we have our weekly newsletter called Asia Business Opportunities, which provides an overview of various business and investment opportunities throughout Asia and the Middle East, which we're seeing out every week, obviously. And if you are interested in subscribing to that, just to see what's out there, you can do that at our main website. That's www.asiabusinessinvestor.com, where we're listing franchise opportunities and a whole variety of other investment opportunities in Thailand, Vietnam, and in the Middle East as well. So feel free to subscribe. And I hope you enjoyed that podcast and look forward to bringing you some more. And that's goodbye from me. Thank you.